That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I think we brought it up on the air, but Tyler Walsh mentioned something off the air yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a bench-clearing basket brawl that you were involved in?
Ooh, a little bit of a basket brawl yeah. on Sunday. Little yeah. bit.
We're half.
5-on-5, full court?
It's 4-on-4. It's 4-on-4. It's like a kind of a mini court. Like if you were to take a half court or a full court and then split it and run it horizontal.
Got it.
Okay.
4-on-4 game, but we got a little tough guy. A little, he's like a little running back. Right. He used to play football. He's on our team. He's matching up against some punk kid who's just running his mouth and talking too much stuff. And he's playing him real rough. You know what I mean? Like, he's all up in his face. And then the guy, instead of just, you know, call your own fouls, he doesn't call a foul. He just bulls up at the kid. So then they start mad dogging at each other on the court.
Bro.
And the first thing I noticed before, I'm like, let me try to split this up. But the first thing I noticed, like, out of the corner of my eye, I catch Tyler Walsh, and he's just giving me the biggest grin of his life.
And Walsh in the game.
He's in the game.
Yeah. Okay.
He's in the game. He gives me the biggest grin of his life because he's like, this is my first game with you guys. I think it's going down. He's like ready to go. He's like, this is great. He's like, two bulls fighting. I gotta do a little dance. He's like, this is what I was made for.
Anybody break it up?
We split him up. I got in between him. I just pushed the guy away. I was like, hey, come on, man. Just call the foul if you don't like what he's doing. We don't need you bulling up about some
now,
trash basketball game.
And call your old foul games, that always causes arguments too, especially if somebody's calling them way too easy.
Yeah, but we're a bunch of old guys. We're not, so for the most part, everybody's really amenable. That's why when these guys start bulling up, it's like, what are we doing here? Right. You know what I mean? Like, we're all going to get, you're going to get injured just yelling at somebody. You're going to tear a larynx.
These two dudes know each other?
No, they didn't know each other.
Okay.
They didn't know each other.
All right, yeah.
But you should have seen how excited he was. Walter's got this little glint in his eye. He was just, I think he just loves, he just wants something to happen. He's just like, he's a little pot stirrer, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna get involved. He's like, I'm either going to get involved or I'm going to poke the whole brawl and I'm going to walk away and go, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah, you know? He is a pot stirrer. Which I like the guy. Yeah.
Love that, why man. He fits in here?
I hate guys like that. Try to stir things up. I hate that. It bugged me.
Yeah.
We talked about this before, but this is a headline, and it actually might be coming around to this way of thinking for a lot of people. New York City singles are making a shocking discovery. It's better to meet people in real life than on apps. And one of my favorite lines about this, not great, I still get why you meet people on apps. I get it. But what they're talking about is in person, a person has a different vibe to them. And I know all of us, I think all of us, I'm not sure about Cameron for sure, but met our wives in person. Now, granted, this stuff the app didn't exist when I first got together with my wife, but you have a different vibe about you when you're talking to people, you know?
You get a sense of the person.
Yeah, you get a sense of the person, you know?
Yeah. Just look at how people talk online in general.
I know.
People are they're vicious, and I think they could be just as fake kind as they can be as blunt mean online. And so it's just
The keyboard makes you do things.
They just get so comfortable. You get so comfortable behind a screen. In some ways, that's nice. Like in a dating app, I'm sure it's like nice to take the pressure off.
Here
you can
is.
Like feel
in,
comfortable.
Yeah, but in person, it's
but it's not the same.
You get a better grasp of how authentic that is.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. Face-to-face interaction, you get a sense of someone's actual energy and vibe and mannerisms. More like a complete picture of the person versus a digital profile. All right. As opposed to just a guy with a handkerchief around his dog and walking on the beach, right?
Cool. Yeah.
That puss falls for all the time. I thought, dude, yeah. Man, just stop it. Those guys always break your heart, man.
I'm still waiting to see a monkey on the beach. You never see monkeys on the beach.
I'd date that. No. I'd date that chick if you had a monkey on the beach with her. Yeah.
What about those monkeys that got they have alcoholism? There's like the percentage of monkeys that are.
Oh, they eat
alcoholics.
Fruit,
some
they
can drink. Yeah. Some okay. some monkeys don't have alcoholism, but they just like alcohol. And then some monkeys don't drink at all.
Oh, really? They do that?
Yeah. And they study.
Well, they are us.
And they match, yeah. But the percentages match human percentages on average.
Really?
Yeah. This is like, I don't know.
You could look. I'm looking at an article here. It says extreme treatment for alcoholism slashes drinking by 90% in monkeys. The one shot fix might help people. Oh, so this is kind of a trial thing that they're doing with monkeys and trying to develop something to help people with alcoholism.
Yeah, I'm coming off dry January 16th.
One whole day.
Yeah. So the way we do that,
I did dry January 16th yesterday.
There you go.
We get monkeys
might
addicted
do 17.
To How are you feeling?
Alcohol to help us.
Yeah, apparently.
We do what, Todd? What was it? What was it?
We get we turn monkeys into drunks. In order to make this study, you got to turn this monkey into a drunk.
That's a better study to be involved than I don't know, somebody punching you, right? You know.
Yeah.
You'd rather be a monkey the drunk study than a monkey in a car crash study, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you're the one getting launched in a rocket.
Yeah. The monkey in space. Drunk monkey in space.
The monkey in space that they don't. You don't come back down. That guy. That
yeah.
Was
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. They could have at least put a couple of cocktails in there for that monkey.
Give monkey vodka. Monkey will be fine.
Yeah.
Monkey's going to be a little scared the first time he gets drunk. That's a weird sensation.
Well, like we talked yesterday, the 6-year-old kid that got a hold of the Delta 9.
Yeah.
That kid had no idea what was going on.
No, and it's not fun.
No.
Mm. See, we know we're about to get drunk.
Right.
So we can anticipate that and have a little fun. If you're just giving monkey a drink, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give a monkey a DJ. You got to give a monkey a dance floor. You can't just give him a drink and send him on his way.
I mean, I'm sure after a certain amount of time, monkey knows that the vodka's fun. But it takes a while to build up to that.
See, now I'm looking at another thing here, Todd. There are monkeys that they routinely consume. They're pointing at spider monkeys here. Routinely consume fermenting fruit. Backing up the notion that humans inherited our proclivity for alcohol from primate ancestors. They call it the drunk monkey hypothesis. But they said that
No. It's Adam and Eve, man. We didn't come from monkeys.
Sure. Sure.
Do you think all primates have the urge to alter their state of consciousness? Or is that just me?
Oh, I bet it's deep seated. I bet people who want their conscience altered. Chimpanzees known to raid stocks of palm wine brewed by villagers, feral vervet monkeys in the Caribbean, famous for stealing alcoholic drinks from bars. So,
that's the ones they did this. I think those are the ones they studied. They were like, some of the monkeys don't drink those at all. Some of the monkeys have a real problem; they can't handle it. And then some of the monkeys are. They just like a drink and a sit on the beach.
But they can't keep a job.
They can't keep a job. Monkey keeps losing his. I got to go back to organ grinding. Yeah.
He's behind on all of his bills.
Falling off the relatives, the uncle monkeys living in the basement. Somebody sent me a video here of monkeys on the beach in Thailand, Puss. And they're all over the beach in Thailand.
Yeah.
just hanging out, having a good time.
In the meantime, you'll have to settle for a crab-eating macaque.
I'd settle for that, Tom.
I really don't know how to respond to that, Tom.
How much to watch that?
People in Florida got to watch out for their crab-eating macaque, because apparently they're an invasive species now.
You need to look out for that.
Settle for a crab-eating macaque. Yeah, I love how that was said. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, there's another study here they point to in this article. The black-handed spider monkeys in Panama, a natural part of their diet, fermenting mango.
So they probably know they're getting buzzed.
Yeah, right.
And that's situation.
They know exactly what's going on, and they are in for it.
They got a little drink cart in their tree.
Yeah. You know,
decanters.
Do they eat mushrooms?
And they're permanently on vacation, too. You know, monkeys don't have jobs, ladies. Yeah. So, they can get drunk on a Wednesday. No problem, man.
It doesn't matter.
They don't know Wednesday.
It's not all out of the tree. Yeah.
Good point.
Right.
Wednesday's Saturday to them,
Every day is drinking day for this monkey,
I got a retired brother-in-law. He doesn't know what day it is any day.
He tells me all the time. This is the downside, they say. The alcohol in those fermenting fruits is very, very low. So in this study, they said in 15 months of studying these monkeys, they really only saw the monkeys get drunk twice.
Don't you think those monkeys have some, tolerance?
Well, yeah, but again,
tolerance.
It's 1 or 2% ABV. You're talking very, very
but monkeys
low
weigh
alcohol.
Like what? They weigh like 5 pounds.
But still, you'd have to eat a lot of fermented mangoes to catch a buzz.
Well, they said that the couple times they saw them get drunk was towards the end of the fruiting season, when you can actually smell the alcohol as you enter the forest. They said when those two times, they said they witnessed monkeys vomiting and falling out of trees.
I'll have to ask your dad. When's your dad? When it's fruiting season? Ask your dad.
I think it's year round. some circles.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they fall out of the trees drunk.
Yeah, they got drunk enough to vomit and fall out of the trees.
That could kill them.
Laying their head by the toilet. Oh man, I had a rough one last night.
The jungle is your toilet.
Yeah.
How many monkeys die from falling out of trees? I've always wondered that. Seeing little baby monkey at the zoo, if your kid was that small, just swinging from a tree, you'd lose your mind.
But for monkeys.
They're monkeys.
They're monkeys.
How often do they fall?
I don't know.
I once had a squirrel in our backyard that he was laying at the base of the tree, dead.
Yeah.
Not chewed up. Didn't look like an animal. I kind of assumed he missed the jump, and
it's
just fell. Because
even then, Pussy must have hit his little squirrel head some way.
They might have.
Because they could drop and just run away for no reason.
He might have doed on the way down.
That fall can't be. I mean, they're not very heavy. That fall can't actually be. You think it's that?
They got that going
impactful.
For them.
You know what I mean? It's like a light.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of impact.
Orangutans go up in trees. Those are pretty big.
Well, you see your
orangutan falls. That orangutan is. Orangutan will break a shoulder.
But you
see in a splint.
An orangutan all mad on the ground in a sling. Just I really like to be in that tree.
Nick, you laugh at a dog, a smaller dog like I got, trying to jump to a stool. Now, and the stool's taller than the dog. We can't do that.
No.
And you're laughing at it. Yeah. If I come up, if some object is taller than you, you aren't jumping up on that. Yeah,
I'm always amazed like that. If I could jump proportionally the way my dog does, I could jump on my roof.
And he'd be out there laughing at you when you missed the jump. Yeah.
This is weed in the garage talk, by the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.